I love the word, as you know, and I've been looking at the word for the last kind of week, thinking, Lord, what am I going to speak on? And I've been praying to the Holy Spirit and asking for his guidance. And I'm going to speak this morning, Jesus saying, I am the way and the truth and the life. So, if you'd like to turn to the Gospel of John 14, I'll read verses 1 to 14. There's other scriptures I've got, but at the moment we're going to start with, I am the way. I am the way, Jesus told us. And I'll read this because although this comes into this passage in 14:6, the disciples really, as you're turning there, they were wondering, they were still uncertain. They were uncertain about Jesus. And let's just read this through and see what this happens as we go through this. Jesus says here, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know me, my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father. That will be enough for us. Jesus answered, don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I've been doing. He will do even greater things than these because I'm going to the Father and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Wonderful words of Scripture as we read there, Jesus, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Ever since the creation of the world, God's heart has been to have relationship with those he created. That's the whole heart of God, to love them, to care for them, to be with them and have relationship with them. Adam and Eve had great relationship with God in the garden. He walked with them. They knew God until something happened and they sinned. When Moses, I'll just read this to you too, because this is to do with relationship. This is Exodus 33, you needn't go there, 13 to 16. This is what Moses is speaking about. If you are pleased with me, teach me your ways so that I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Remember that this nation, that was the Jews, is your people. The Lord replied, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. Then Moses said to him, if your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth? See, we should be different from the world system. We should be those people who are set apart, set aside, because we know the way to the Lord Jesus Christ. I brought a map here. It's a map which it's got Woodbridge and Saxmundham and all sorts. And I looked at this map, and there is Woodbridge. Now, there's many ways to get to Woodbridge. You may go from the north, the south, and the east. You may go by car, you may go by cycle, you may even go down the Deben there. And the world would have you think and know there are many ways to God. You'll hear it all the time. But I'm telling you this morning, there is one way and one way only. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus. Amen. Christ. Amen. Do not let the world system or anything you read make you ever query that truth. Jesus said, I am the way. Proverbs says this, 3:5-10. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will bring forth with new wine. When God speaks, his word is truth. And God's word will never, ever diminish or be watered down in any way whatsoever. God's word is everlasting from eternity to eternity. There is no beginning and no end. Jesus' word is the truth, and when we come to the truth and know the truth, we'll come to that in a few minutes, the truth will set us free. And there's no other way. Jesus is the door. Jesus is the gate. And there will be no one come unless they come through Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to challenge you. Because we have an event on here shortly called Echo. It's Motown music. But it's got the words changed to praise and glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. We've also got Just One coming up. Bring a non-Christian. And I say to you quite straightforward, who are you praying for? And I really mean this. It can mean the difference between heaven or hell for eternity. It's that simple. It really is that simple. Nita and I were taking some stuff to the dump this week. And we'd put the stuff at the dump, and we'd noticed someone at the bus stop who we knew, they'd been here two or three times. And so when we came back, they were waiting at the bus stop. So we pulled up and said, we're just going, would you like a lift? We're just going on the motorway, but if you want Felix, we'll take you. She said, no, she said, that's fine, I'm only going up the road a little way. So I said, do you like Motown music? I was in the car, she's got the window there. She said, I love it. I said, June the 30th, be at River of Life Church. You'll have a wonderful evening. She said, lovely, wonderful. I want to tell you, they're at every bus stop. They're at every check-in. They're everywhere. Your neighbours, they're everywhere. People who do not know Jesus Christ. And let us go out of our way. Let us, in the name of Jesus, the wonderful name of Jesus, bring salvation and understanding to those people who are lost. You'll be amazed how God, by his Holy Spirit, has been drawing mankind to himself all the way through. And very often it's just a word or just something in love, something you've done that will bring them. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. Let me say also in Proverbs, it says this. Proverbs 14:12. There is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death. You be guided by the Holy Spirit. You're saved and restored, so you're not going to lose your salvation. That's not what I'm saying at all. But be guided by the Holy Spirit. Allow him to guide you and lead you, because his way is the best purpose for your life. His way. Don't do anything really without speaking to him about it. And if you do not have peace in your heart, I'll guarantee you're going the wrong way. You need a peace in your spirit. You need a peace in your whole being to say, is this really God, what you want for me? Guide me by your spirit. Let us as a family together here pray together, share together, and let us come together and pray together and think, I've got a problem. Let us come and share and pray together that we may know the will of God for my life and for your life. I've come here today to preach to myself, but to speak to you. I mean it. When I looked at this, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I got much, much, much more out of this than ever I thought I would. And if I could just continue in one or two things here. This is John 10, 11, 7 to 11. Therefore, Jesus said again, I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to kill, steal, and destroy. I have come that you may have life and have it to the full, in abundance, till it overflows. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Never ever let me hear you ever say, my glass is half empty. Never let me say, your glass is half full. The word tells me, my cup runneth over. Hallelujah. Always say, my cup runneth over. It's what the word says. Be set free. My cup runneth over. Do you know what runneth over? Because there's more than enough God has supplied to me. I'm talking about in love, compassion, to let others have it. That's what it's all about. Let his love in you overflow to everybody wherever you go. Go the extra mile. Help the people. That's what God wants us to do. I want to go on to the next part. I am the truth. I am the truth. If you wanted to see, read this, it's in John 3. John 3, 1. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if you were not with him. In reply, Jesus declared, I tell you the truth. No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. How can a man be born when he is old? Nicodemus asked. Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born. Jesus answered, I tell you the truth. No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to spirit, against flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. I ask you this morning, have you been born again? Do you know for certain you have been born again? You need to ask yourself that question. Have I been born again? This is the truth that Jesus is saying to us. Have you been born again? This is John 8:31. To the Jews who had believed, Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. I see no end of Christians, I'll tell you, and they're not free. They are not free. My word, they need the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to come in them to set them free. What do I mean like? The joy of the Lord is my strength. Is he yours? Do you radiate joy? Do you know the joy of the Lord? I can share today, boy, God is a wonderful, wonderful person to have relationship with. He's a wonderful father. He's amazing in what he does. We really need to seek his heart and seek his will and seek his face more and more and more. Come together today. John 14 says, if you love me, you will obey what I command. And I just want to say today, bless Demi, bless Shirley, Steve, and Ben. You were obedient to God. That's what he asked you, to be obedient. That's what it's all about, being obedient to what Scripture tells you to do. May you be blessed as you come and have that baptism worked out in your life. May you know his wonderful, wonderful saving grace every step of the way. He says, if you love me, you will obey, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever. The Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him or knows him. But you know him, for he lives in you and will be with you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Brothers and sisters in Christ, do you really, really know the Holy Spirit who lives in you? Do you have that personal relationship? As Neet said last week, when Jesus said, I'll send the Holy Spirit, the word in the Greek is totally and utterly the same as Jesus. He thinks like Jesus. He acts like Jesus. He does like Jesus. Everything he does in you is to bring glory to the Son and to the Father, that we may worship him in spirit and in truth. So today, if you've got areas of your life that you know you really do need, and me, you really need to tighten up on, or you really do need to change, ask the Holy Spirit. You'll never ever do it on your own. John 17 also says, 15, my prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. Jesus' word is complete truth. A lot of academics will tell you that there is no truth. The truth is what I think or what I believe. I can tell you Jesus Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. Hallelujah. So he says in John 15, 26, when the counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. And you also must testify, for you have been with me from the beginning. If you're making notes, please read John's Gospel. I haven't got time to go through it. John's Gospel 16, verses 7 to 15, about the Holy Spirit. So, I am the way and the truth, and now we come to, and I am the life. And John 10:10 says, I came that they may enjoy life. Do you enjoy life? Do you enjoy life? Don't you think with Jesus on your side, we've got an amazing, amazing relationship? Don't you think, are you thankful? You thankful you've got some bread in the bread bin, you've got some water in the tap? I mean it, we are so blessed in the West, in our society. We have an abundance of things. We should be thanking God every step of the way for his goodness, that we may have abundance till it overflows again. John 6:63. The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are spirit and they are life. And I'll go on to Proverbs again, Proverbs 4. My son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to a man's whole body. Jesus is telling us, I am the way and the life, and the truth, truth and the life. And I say to you, life in abundance. What does that mean? Do you ever stir at night and think, oh, I can't sleep and all these things because I've got no peace in my heart? Bring it before the Lord. Come before the Lord. I'm not meaning hold your hands together when you pray. But in bed, if you're woken up, may your first thoughts be, help me, Jesus, I need a good night's sleep. I'm speaking to you, Jesus, by the Holy Spirit. Come with me now and bring me your perfect peace. Have you got things in life you're struggling with? Ask God by his Holy Spirit that he who is in you will be able, because he's well able, to bring upon you things that you can trust him in all your ways and in all those things. Trust in God by his Holy Spirit. He gives you life, and he gives it in abundance. May the life of God, let me just go from 2 Peter 1:3. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Through these, he has given us his very great and promised, precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. We all at times have an evil desire, whether you like to admit it or whether you don't. But he has given us a way out. He will not test us more than we can cope with and what we can't get through. We're not the only ones in the world who have had tough times. He said this has happened to people tons and tons of times. But you rely on me. You ask my Holy Spirit to come upon you, or he who is within you, and he will help you through these trying times. So, the word of life, that which was from the beginning, this is 1 John 1, 1 to 4. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared, we have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you that we have seen and heard, so that you may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make your or our joy complete. Hallelujah. 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 I want us to have that joy, that exuberance, that amazing love that Christ has bought and paid for each one of us. He's paid the price. It's in the atonement. Let's bow our heads. Holy Spirit, we give you praise and give you thanks that you live within us. And we pray today, Lord God, speak to us to reveal ways in which we can demonstrate the love of Jesus to others. Father, may this day you give us strength, your enabling power, that power that raised Jesus from the dead and now lives in us. Help us, Lord God, this day to do your work, to do your will, to do the things that please you. May your Holy Spirit today bring revelation and understanding, goodness, health, and well-being. May today this be a day, Lord God, that you set us free from all that which has been hindering us. May our walk with you from now on be so close, we hear your voice, we have that peace, we've got greater understanding. As we read your word, Lord God, help us daily to find nuggets and joy and life in abundance, because your word, Lord, tells us, your truth sets us free. May that be today, Father God, because you're a God of the day. Yesterday is gone, tomorrow we're not there, but today is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad, because your sins and my sins have been forgiven. God bless you. May his love and goodness flow in you and through you and me. In his name we pray. Amen.